All right, we're live here at the Adult Entertainment Expo at 2016, Thursday, day two, with the lovely Miss Rachel Mandori. How you doing?
Good. I'm excited to be here.
How's your weekend at the expo going so far?
Pretty exciting right now. I mean, I'm meeting so many people. It's super cool. I love like having everyone come up like with pictures of me, and they're like, "I'm such a huge fan." I'm like, "Oh my God, why?" But they're so awesome. I'm having such a blast.
You been going to any of the parties tonight or seeing the girls feature dance?
I might go to a party tonight. I might go out. Actually, because I didn't get to go out last night since I was working this morning, so I might turn up tonight. I'm not sure which party's going on, though. I got to figure it out.
Very cool, very cool. Now, for those who aren't too familiar with work, how long have you been in the business for now?
About a year and a half now. So, yeah, I started the summer of 2015, right? Yeah. 2014. What the fuck is wrong with me? So, yeah, a year and a half.
So how are you liking the industry?
I love it. Like, it's absolutely amazing. I loved it. The reason I started was because my first couple of shoots, I, like, fell in love with, like, not just the porn, but, like, how professional it is. And it's just, I haven't had a bad experience, like, since I've been in it. So it's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of girls, some girls get in for different reasons. Some get in for money, some want to be famous. A lot of them, like I said, want to explore their sexuality, and it's a safe, controlled environment to do so. They can do a lot of things on camera that you can't do at home.
No, yeah, absolutely. And, like, my most favorite thing about porn is just, like, I was such a shy, like, in the closet slut for my whole life. And now, like, the fact that I am confident in myself and I can go on camera, and I will have so many people coming at me telling me, like, I'm fucked up and I'm disgusting. And, like, now I'm at a point with myself and my sexuality to be like, fuck you, like, I'm gonna suck the dicks I wanna suck. So it's really exciting to be able to explore myself like that and have a job that I get to do that in.
So how's your 2015 been? What you been working on?
I've actually been working on some fun stuff. I've been working on doing my first IR scenes, which is so, they were so hot. I'm so excited for those to come out. I'm gonna be doing my first boy very soon, which is gonna be exciting, and I can't wait for everyone to see that. What else? Oh, and I'm a brand new Spiegler girl, so that has changed my life dramatically. So everything's getting better. Everything just keeps going up.
And what you been working recently? You got any new movies, new scenes coming out?
My newest one that's coming out soon is going to be an anal competition from Kink. I can't remember who I'm doing it with, but it's gonna be fun. It's like a submissive anal competition. I feel like that's gonna be cool because I've never done an anal scene where they're like making a game out of it. So that's gonna be fun and crazy and dirty. So,
are you up for any awards at the show this weekend?
I'm up for Hottest Newcomer, Best Anal Sex Scene, Best Boy Girl Sex Scene, and Best New Starlet.
Man, that's quite a lot.
I know, I'm excited.
Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, now we're in 2016. What's your what's the plan for this year?
I think the plan for this year is to just, I started off pretty strong doing some, I mean, starting off doing anal so soon and being crazy. So I think this year I'm just going to push it even farther. You know, I want more shock value. I want to do more crazy shit. You know, I want people to hear my name and be like, that bitch has this out of her mind. So I think 2016 is just going to be, you know, getting more shoots, crazier shoots, you know, just being out there more and just being crazy.
Yeah, like I said, you started doing anal right away. Were you into anal before you got into the business?
I was always fascinated by it. I had never done it, but all the porn I watched was anal porn. And I was like always too scared to do it myself, but I thought it was the hottest thing ever. So when I started, I was like, I want to see what the hype is about. So then like I learned how to do it properly, like safely and everything. And after that, I fell in love with it. Like it's the most insane thing ever. You know, the orgasms are 10 times stronger. Yeah. It just looks amazing. You know, I do it in my personal life now. So yeah, porn made me fall in love with anal.
Did you like it right away or did you need a little time to warm up?
It took me a little bit of time just to get used to the sensation. But after like two or three shoots and I got used to it and I was like, this is amazing. So it took a little bit, but it's awesome. I feel like any girl, if they like get into it and they like try hard enough to do it safely, I feel like every girl would like anal.
Yeah, so when it comes to anal, it's like it's a hit or miss thing. Girls either love it or it just doesn't do anything for them.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot because some of my girlfriends are like, yeah, I've done it when I was drunk and like I loved it and it was awesome. And then some other girls, they're just like, I just can't get into it no matter how much I do it. But I fell in love with it. It's so great.
One of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I am. I'm lucky. My fiance is like, oh, porn's not so bad. I get to fuck you in the ass all the time now.
All right. So are there any goals or any things you'd like to accomplish over the course of your career?
Over the course of my career?
Like to win best performer of the year, maybe start directing, maybe start your own company, anything like that?
I would definitely like to win best performer. I feel like that would be a really, really big pinnacle to be at. I'm not sure. I don't really see myself directing. You know, my whole goal here is to get a name and get a brand and save up my money and then hopefully own my own restaurant one day. So, I mean, ultimately, I'm always working towards that goal. But I also love adults. So somehow I want to formulate a business concept that can branch off of the adult world. And I'm hoping by the time I can be a businesswoman that, you know, the adult world isn't going to be so taboo and so frowned upon. So I can branch, like, two businesses, my adult world and, you know, the establishment I want to have.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, are there any, like, dream scenes or anything that you have in mind that you'd like to shoot that you haven't yet?
I really, really do want to do a gangbang.
Yeah.
The two scenes I want to do is I want to do a really crazy bukkake, like 30 guys. And then I want to do a gangbang soon. I'm not ready yet, but very soon I really want to do it. Because coming into porn, you know, two things that I was like, I said I was going to do is I was going to do anal and I was going to do gangbangs. So now, it's been a year and a half, like maybe in 2 years, I'm going to get my perfect gangbang scene. So.
Yeah, I'm fairly surprised. I've talked to a lot of girls, and it's amazing how many of them say they want to do a gangbang. I didn't realize so many girls were into that.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to a lot of girls here, and I'll ask them, like, oh, are you thinking about doing a gangbang? Is it weird if I do one? They're like, oh my God, no, I've been like thinking about doing one since I started. So I think all of us secretly want to get tag teamed by a bunch of men. So.
All right, very cool, very cool. Now, are there any performers, male or female, you'd like to work with? You haven't yet? Anybody catch your eye?
That I haven't worked with? I don't think, male performer-wise, I'm certain I've worked with, like, everybody that I really, like, wanted to. I mean, there's other performers I haven't worked with yet, but no one that I specifically am keeping an eye on.
Have you been with Manuel yet?
I haven't worked with Manuel yet, but I've heard amazing, amazing things.
Yeah, all the girls seem to rave about him.
That's true. They do rave about him. So if I had to pick someone, it would be Manuel. And I really, what I said in a previous interview I actually did today is I really, one day, I don't know if I can do it right now, is I want to work with Shane Diesel. Like, because, like, he's hot and he's awesome and he's a good performer, but, like, that's, like, a test for me. Like, if I can fucking do that, like, I can probably climb Mount Everest, you know?
Yeah, some serious girth going on there.
Yeah, that's some serious shit right there.
All right, sounds good. Now, do you feature dance at all?
No, I actually, that's another thing I actually want to do. I'm not doing it yet. I feel like I should get more of a following and get, you know, more noticed and more recognized, but I do want to start feature dancing. You know, I feel like I can really put on a show, so that's something I definitely want to do. Hopefully next year, maybe I'll be able to do that.
Very cool, very cool. Hey, hold him for me, will you? What do you call? All right, last question here. Sorry about that. I had to talk somewhere real quick. How do you define good sex? What makes sex good for you?
Sex good for me? I feel like if a lot of girls are like, you have to have an emotional connection or whatever. When I say that you should have a connection with the person you're fucking, like, I don't think it's emotional. You don't have to be in love with them, but I feel like you have to be drawn towards them. You both have to vibrate at the same kind of frequency, and then when you come together, like, you have sex, like, whether you're fucking really hard or you're fucking really soft, like, it's just that initial, like, unspoken of connection you have with them. And it's just chemistry, you know? Like, chemistry makes good sex. So that's what I think it is, you know? You just gotta vibe with people you vibe with.
All right, very cool, very cool. So where can the fans get a hold of you at?
You can follow me on Twitter, @RachelMadori, and my Instagram's the same thing. I periscope once in a while, and I'm usually naked cooking dinner. And go to my website, www.itsrachelmadori.com.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again next time.
Thank you, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.